It was about 5 years ago that I had to do one of the more difficult things I've ever done in my life, which was to confront a family member that had a drinking problem. So the whole family confronted them, and I would love to say it was like super simple, right? Because if you could imagine a movie, if you were to picture it in a movie, it would probably last maybe 10 minutes, maybe 20 minutes at the most, right? It would be clear to everybody watching the movie that the person has a drinking problem. Somebody would finally have the courage to deal with it. There'd be some kind of resolution, and it would be all nice and neatly packaged. And I can tell you what I learned that day, and this is why I've learned to have sympathy for people who have to confront a family member with a drinking problem, or if they have to confront somebody in their life that has a serious issue, is it's never as simple as a movie, right? So first of all, it's never clear that the person has a problem. I found that out the hard way. Not everybody was in agreement. Oh, so-and-so, they just like to have a few beers. It's not an issue. Or other people in denial. There's a whole range of emotions. And then there's the fact that you care about the person. So it's not as simple as they have a problem, I get angry, and I deal with it. No, you have a mixture of emotions. They have good days, they have bad days. Some days you love them, some days you're angry, you're frustrated, and there's all this chaos going on inside. And I learned that the hard way. I was like, wow, imagine having to live with that day in and day out. I was like, grateful that I didn't have to grow up with that, but also coming to that awareness that it is difficult dealing with challenges. And I've learned in other situations, you can apply that same principle. It's never as clear as they make it seem in the movies, right? It's never as clear, oh, now be angry, now be happy. Often those things are all kind of mixed together. So what's the key to what St. Ignatius would call spiritual freedom, to discernment? Is spending time looking inside, discerning the work of the Holy Spirit in the midst of those highs and those lows, trying to come to that place of freedom and stillness to recognize what is God's will. And it's an ongoing process, ongoing, overcoming every work of the enemy, every thought trap with time, with patience. And it's never as quick or as easy as some might make it seem. We see in today's gospel, in today's readings, after Easter, you would think, right? Jesus is risen from the dead. It should be pretty obvious to the apostles. Man, we could do anything. We have on our side Jesus Christ, a God who conquered sin and death. Story over, right? Well, not so simple. We even hear in the Acts of the Apostles, and a great insight into this is the new movie, Paul the Apostle of Christ. It wasn't so simple for the early church. Even though they knew that Jesus was risen from the dead, they saw him risen from the dead. And yet we know from other gospels, from John, that they still struggled with doubt. They still struggled with chaotic emotions, as we even hear in today's gospel reading. So what is the key then? It's not so simple. Like if Jesus walked in, you might be thinking, if Jesus walked in right now and showed me and had a vision and he explained everything to me, it would be so clear and I would change my life so quickly. But yet the apostles didn't do that, right? It wasn't so simple. So the question then becomes, what does need to take place? And it's an ongoing process of conversion. We have to wake up every day, spend time with the Lord, and put in the work every day. That work of looking at our hearts, learning to listen to how the Lord speaks to us, overcoming slowly, and we'll walk the process of the apostles and the disciples. We'll see Jesus crucified. We will see the church persecuted. We will see church leaders humiliated. We will see the sufferings of Christ in this world. And then we'll see the resurrection. But we'll still struggle. We'll still have to work things out. We'll have to spend time with the Lord. And the key to overcoming the fear of death and the key of overcoming every snare of the enemy is not our own efforts, but allowing the Holy Spirit to guide us. So that's why we need to spend time in adoration, spend time praying the rosary, reading the scriptures, spending time mulling over how the Lord is working us. Because ultimately what the Lord will do, as he did with the apostles, is he will lead us along a path of conversion until ultimately we overcome even the fear of death and we discover a new wealth of confidence and courage as the Lord leads us to become like the saints, to shine with his light as we walk that path with him. So today, Let us commit ourselves to being disciples, to taking one step at a time, through regular confession, through praying with the scriptures, all of those habits of holiness, so that we can come to the point of being like the apostles, being courageous witnesses, as we allow the Holy Spirit to renew us from within. Amen.